We're going to take a turn now on the dance floor. There's a style called blues dancing. It's a kind of marriage between European and African-American styles, born in the Jim Crow South. They say that dancing to the blues is like falling in love. That's what attracted reporter Lindsay Lee Keel. Here's what she found.
I put a spell on you.
You hear that? It's Nina Simone, and this is the blues.
'Cause you're mine.
It's Monday night in San Francisco's Mission District, and I've just arrived at the Polish Club. It's not a bar, it's a community center that tonight and every Monday night attracts a crowd of devout blues dancers. The room is warm, the windows have begun to fog, the lighting is dim, couples are close, dancing slowly, arms around necks, heads on shoulders, foreheads pressed together. Hips pulsate with the beat. Partners spin out for a moment of space between them, and then they move together again like molecules that can't resist each other. Though it might look like it, these dancers are not in love with each other. Some may not even know the name of the person they're dancing with, but everyone is here for that connection, for that feeling.
It's falling in love. That's what it is. It's crazy.
This is Kat Hughes. She's been a blues dancer for 3 years.
Every dance is like a love affair. You're falling in love for 3 minutes with the music, with your partner, with your connection. And it can be dangerous because you're falling in love like a million times a night, and it can really screw with your emotions, but it can also be amazing.
Dancing this way takes some getting used to. Back when she was first starting, blues dancer Crystal Wanberg remembers telling a prominent dancer in the scene how nervous she was.
And he was like, okay, just play along with me. Pretend that I am your one true love. And I kind of gave him this weird look. He's like, wait. I am your one true love, and I've been called off to war, and I'm leaving tomorrow. You may never see me again. He's like, dance with me like that. And I was just like, ah.
Wanberg was hesitant, but then she gave in.
And then we danced, and it was just the most incredibly connected dance. I was completely done. Like, I was a blues dancer after that. It was done.
Many dancers talk about before blues and after blues. Vari Leggett started dancing almost 2 years ago. She says before blues, she had a drinking problem. She struggled with a negative body image. She sometimes felt suicidal. But after blues,
I have become more connected to my body. You can't go to a dance and say, I don't want to be reminded that my body exists, because that's what dancing is. And so that's extremely important for me, because I had never before found a situation where I wanted that to be true.
For Leggett, blues dancing is about transformation.
My release from fear and sadness started with getting sober and ended with learning to dance. Because of those two things, I am awake and I am healing.
Blues music was once called the devil's music. But for so many, blues has saved them. Though the Polish Club may not have a neon sign that says, "Blues saves," shining like a guiding light for the wayward, and you won't see dancers at your door holding pamphlets, for Hughes, Wanberg, and Leggett, the road to a better life began at the Church of Blues. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Lee Keel.